Vayavod Noachu v'Navi Yishtoi v'Navi Tolai Tzivam Ivnei Mei HaMabol. Rashi quotes the Medrash Rabbah. Af Noach Miktani Amuna Hoya Miktani Amuna Hoya Mamim V'Na Mamim Tziyav HaMabol Ulo Nifna Fateva Ad Tzedachkuhu Amayim. So everyone's bothered, how could that be that Noach, who by all accounts is a tzaddik, whatever kind of tzaddik he was definitely a very significant tzaddik, however I interpret the Derech Chazal. He was building a table for 120 years, presumably he knew what was about to come. So what does that mean, that he was Mitane Yamuna, Mitane Yamana, that he somehow didn't have faith that the mob was actually going to come? So there's a comment of quoting the name of the Apta Rav and the Parnas Yosef, that is not our focus. But he says Amuna can mean two things. There's a standard Amuna, which we'll loosely translate as faith or belief. And there's Amuna Milashan Vahi Omein Atadasa, that Mordechai raised, brought up Esther. So that second Amuna of raising, bringing up, is that a person has the ability to affect what actually happens in the final analysis. So what the Apta Rav said is that Noach was concerned. He knew because Rahu was going to bring a Mabul. But if he actually acted proactively, so that would bring the Mabul faster, because that somehow would contribute to the movement of the process forward. So he didn't want to take that step. That's the Chassidus report. The Stipler has a piece in which he just points out that Noach's reaction here, and the Mitane Amuna that Chazal speak about, the Mamin, the Eino Mamin, is something that we all experience routinely in our lives. And that is the disconnect between things that we realize intellectually and bringing that, you know, Kala Kala Poel, actually actualizing that which we believe intellectually, what psychologists might call cognitive dissonance. He says that it's true. Noach intellectually knew that there was a marvel that's supposed to be coming, that this is what he's preparing for 120 years, but that doesn't necessarily always translate into actions a la Paul. So he says, the Moshel, what would happen if a Melech Blessed of Adam would issue a decree that in such and such a day, in such a city is going to be destroyed? So the residents of that city wouldn't wait until the 11th hour, wouldn't wait until 5 minutes before midnight to evacuate. They would all leave in plenty of time because they know that the king's going to destroy the city, and why take chances? But somehow, in the case of Noach, this knowledge, this intellectual knowledge that the Mabul was coming, didn't translate into the action that you necessarily expect. He puts two other examples in Chazal that reflect this idea of the dissonance between what we realize intellectually and the way we actually act. Number one, the Gemara in Brachos Kafasim and Veiz, the Yochim and Zaki Zayin Tzefes, Tamid comes in after a bracha, and he says, "Yiratzon Sheimor Shemayim Aleichem Kamar Basav Adam." Amar Tamida Vatkan, Amar Lehem Levay, Teiduk Yishadam Over Avera Omer Shalayirani Adam. So that's a very appropriate bracha. So what Yochanan Mizrachi was telling them is that many times in life we realize intellectually what's supposed to happen, but we don't necessarily translate that into action. We know that any person knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching every move, but somehow that Mora Basav Adam sometimes trumps the Mora Shemayim. Even Yochanan and Zakeh Tamidim, who were Tzadikim Gedolim and Muna Shlema, still they needed to hear this lesson as well, and that bracha was something appropriate even for them. Then he quotes the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Kafeis, Amr of Yonasan, Kolakoi is called Mina Gehenim Shaltimbo. So anger is a horrible midah that leads to major consequences, called Mina Gehenim. Now the verse says, "La'od ella shatachtodios shalatifbo," that he also was going to get physical diseases. "La'od" sounds like not only is he going to get called into Gehenim, but that isn't enough; he's even going to be afflicted physically. Well, what's that even? Gehenna is far worse than any physical affliction. He said that's the same thing. That sometimes a tangible physical consequence is going to have a greater effect on a person than the intellectual knowledge of something that's going to happen down the road, or the possibility of Tzar V'Onesh down the road. And the way the Sefer presents it is almost as it's not, this is a reality that we all deal with and we all live with, that even the greatest tzaddikim, even the Talmid of Yochanan Zakkai, even Noach, operate in this kind of reality, and it's something to be cognizant of, but there isn't always necessarily the easiest solution, because this is something that seems to be common to all of humanity. We talk about this in the context, or everyone speaks about it in the context of Emes Yom HaDin, before Yom HaLevan, that everyone knows intellectually what's at stake, but somehow it's hard to make that translate into how we actually conduct ourselves every moment during that season. And that's something that comes up in every area of life. Anytime there's a cheshvan that needs to be made, what is Kovas Adam Balamo, what is expected of us in the context of being on the Lachim, in the context of being on the Chavero, any interaction ethically, halachically. So these are all things that this disconnect is something that comes up time and time again, that the first step in trying to overcome, to the extent that we can overcome, is to be cognizant of it and try to be honest with ourselves, that whatever a person has to make a judgment as to what's the correct thing to do, you know, take a moment to think about, are my actions consistent with what I understand intellectually to be the case, and what was really expected of me.